Federal officials say the Hoosier National Forest needs a reboot. A plan is in place to log nearly 5,000 acres of trees, some of which have stood since the early 1900s. But as WFIU's Adam Pinsker tells us, some environmental groups say the plan will do more harm than good.
This is a scarlet oak right here.
Even on a cold winter day, when all the trees are barren, Indiana Forest Alliance Executive Director Jeffrey Stant easily identifies every tree as he walks along a trail in the Hoosier National Forest. But soon, these trees he knows so well may be gone as the U.S. Forestry Service prepares to log about 4,300 acres of trees.
Where is the justification for spending our tax dollars to do that?
The Forest Service says a lot of the trees in the area selected for logging have stood untouched for more than 100 years. They were planted after Indiana's early settlers stripped the region bare.
Historically, there would have been disturbance patterns happening across the landscape, be that from fire or from tornadoes or big wind events, things like that, that would have occasionally set back chunks of forest that were in an older condition.
Hoosier National Forest Supervisor Mike Chavez says the time has come to remove the older trees to allow new trees to flourish.
They're very homogenous. They lack diversity in age and in structure, and so they're not providing the full range of diversity of habitat that a lot of species need.
The timber log from these trees will be sold, as is common practice in national forests all over the country. Chavez says maintaining young forest habitats ensures the animals that live there will thrive and survive. But Stant says the Forest Service could actually harm some species, such as birds, snakes, even salamanders.
I mentioned all these reptiles and amphibians and birds. There's also four different bats that are in extreme danger of extinction.
The Hoosier National Forest also draws hikers and horseback riders from the Midwest and beyond every year, generating revenue at local campgrounds and other businesses.
I don't think people realize how special it is until they actually get out here and experience it. It's got a...
Horseback rider Christine Marks worries the project will cut off access to some of her favorite trails.
I think the main thing that the recreational trail riders are afraid of is that there will be these vistas that will not be here, that they will look like logged, burned areas.
Sherry Brooker Mitchell with Friends of Lake Monroe, along with the Forest Alliance, are also concerned sediment from the logging project will seep into Lake Monroe, one of the area's main drinking water sources.
This area that's to be logged has extremely steep slopes, and throughout the watershed we get erosion into the streams, and that affects the lake.
But Chavez says the logging project will be far enough away from the Lake Monroe watershed that it won't cause any harm. What's more, Chavez says the logging project will allow the Forest Service to remove some man-made structures that are causing erosion problems.
We have some places where you have river crossings for roads, culverts that were poorly sized, roads that were built many, many decades ago and were not put in a good location or have not been maintained well over time, and those are all causing erosive impacts.
Are you just saying that it's not real and people won't mind having their trails closed?
Chavez says those who objected during the public hearing phase of the project planning process can suggest other ways to maintain the forest before the February 3rd deadline. Christine Marks is hoping she'll be taken seriously.
I'd like for them to listen to us a little bit more and not just pat us on our heads and tell us everything's going to be okay and that they know what they're doing.
For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.